Good morning, sleepyhead. Yes, last night totally happened. You did have really awesome sex with your roommate. It was almost entirely my fault. I don't know what came over me. Well, I do know who came in me, though. It's not like it wasn't completely spontaneous. You came home incredibly late from the dinner rush at your restaurant. Since you were closing for remodeling, lots of people came in to get their fix of your famous menu. But your own staff kicked you out because you've been working so hard, and they said they would handle closing. Then you fried up some bologna on the stove for a sandwich, which is hilarious to me on all kinds of levels. I get that you don't want to cook anything involved after cooking for others all day, but you never really cook anything special at home. Well, except when you have a girl over. Then you always make her dinner that night, and breakfast the next day. Speaking of which, we did work up a pretty good appetite last night, and well into the morning. Doesn't some breakfast sound really awesome? Maybe some eggs benedict? Oh, no, it's cool. I went to the store yesterday and picked up all the ingredients for them. Just by coincidence. Really? Okay. I wasn't planning to cook them myself. I love them from when my family would do brunch every Sunday. But I tried to make them once and the sauce broke or something horrible happened and the yolks ran into the water when I tried to poach the eggs, so I ended up with soggy eggs and a lumpy lemony sauce with overcooked Canadian bacon and slightly burnt English muffins. It was still the best thing I ever managed to cook, so let's say the bar is pretty low. But it's not like I seduced and then fucked you last night, so you'd cook breakfast for me once in your life. Okay, maybe it's totally like that. But in my defense, I was really hungry and a little horny, and both of those are kind of my default state. I was hungry. And you're just the man to scratch both of those itches. It's not like I'm just using you for food. You definitely got something out of it. I just exchanged sex for something of value to me, and oh my god. I'm describing prostitution, aren't I? Well, it's not like we discussed it in advance. I may have been thinking about it for a while, at least ever since your last girlfriend dropped you. No one seems to understand what it means to date a chef. Well, I do. Great cooking, all of the time, at least after you've had sex or as a lead-up to it. Not that I'm saying we're dating. Although, now that we're on the subject, it would be much better for you than those other girls. I know exactly how crazy your life is, how hard you work. Your talents, both culinary and sexual, are wasted on those other girls. I love good food. I'd appreciate all your cooking and not ask if you had ketchup. Or complain that you never make chicken strips like the certain ex-girlfriend always wanted. You could test out new recipes for the restaurant on me. I'd give you my honest opinion. And then we'd have sex, and it would be all good. Now be honest. You did enjoy last night, didn't you? For how tired you looked when you got home. You sure didn't show it in bed. You were as wild and inspired as your culinary style. But you also like cooking, too. Not for yourself, but when there's someone, let's just say, special in your life. And by special, I mean that you're screwing them. We could have had that special relationship, though, with the food and the screwing and then more food. So what do you say? You provide breakfast, lunch, and dinners, and I provide dessert. I mean, not literally. You'd need to make the desserts too, because, well, I may sometimes act like a tart. There's no way I can make one. But I'd happily collaborate with you on a certain cream pie. Good. I haven't scared you away. Even if you found out my secret motive for last night, I was worried there for a moment. Not just about my plan failing, but also what I could do to our friendship. Except I think our friendship just turned into something a whole lot better. A friendship benefits. There would be sex for you, and sex and great food for me. Wait, where are you going? I know the kitchen is out there, but I'm in here. And suddenly, I'm far more horny than I am hungry. Just be ready to feed the appetite you're going to work up in me. You may not have noticed last night, but I bought a lot of groceries yesterday. And I'm planning to have quite the appetite for food and sex for the next couple of days while your restaurant is closed. Then after that, I'll just follow your lead on the food and sex. Cook when you want. We'll have sex when we both want. When you're too tired to cook, fuck, or go out, or do dating stuff, I understand. Unlike the other girls. I know exactly what I'm getting into. And I know who I want to get into me right now. Chef.